I was very impressed.
Well, it's great to hear there was such a great spirit, but just looking at the detail of what was decided, debts are being rescheduled, the amount to be repaid is being reduced, the interest rates are being taken down. It is some kind of default, surely.
You can't prevent members of the Eurozone to actually decide that they're going to reduce the interest rate simply because they want to make sure that one of the partners who has been under severe attack, who has delivered under the program so far, needs to be supported and needs help. And that's really what happened tonight. What I found really most amazing is the collective resolve to actually continue to support countries until such time when they regain access to market, provided that they deliver under the program. And I think it's a combination of give and take. You deliver, you do what you have to do, and we will back you.
But it's not just the verdict of the IMF or the other countries in the Eurozone that matters. It's the verdict of organizations, companies like the credit ratings agencies, and all these countries will be vulnerable to what they decide you did today.
Well, the rating agencies will have to take a view. They will have to decide whether a group of banks that are concerned about being part of the pack, who are volunteering into negotiations, who sit at the table together with the Greeks, eventually come to terms, if that's, voluntary or otherwise, it's for them to decide. What I regard as critically important from my perspective, and forgive me, but I'm not a rating agency, nor do I pretend to be one, but from my perspective, what was important was the determination of the members of the zone to actually continue to back and support a country that is delivering under its commitment until it returns to market.
But you can understand, can't you, or acknowledge why, whether it's credit rating agencies, whether it's investors right around the world, look at what's been happening in the Eurozone over more than a year now and really wonder about the leadership. Everything seems to be so incremental, almost grudging, that we have to reach one crisis point after another until anything happens.
Well, I concede to you, because that's really what you're after, that it has been, up until now, incremental, sometimes laborious, but I can tell you that today was game-changing. And it was quite amazing to see premiers and heads as different as the premier of Slovenia or that of Italy, of Germany, as of Slovakia, actually come together and say, yes, we have to do that collectively, we all have to do it, because what happens to one could happen to the other.
But why did it have to get to this point to get this kind of resolve? We've seen the risk of contagion spreading around the Eurozone.
But what matters today is that they have decided to transform the European Financial Stability Fund to make it precisely flexible, so that it can be used as a guarantee, it can be used as a precautionary instrument, it can be used to buy on the secondary market. Now, those are things that the IMF has been advocating for a long time. And it's a plan that is comprehensive. And you're right. For a long period of time, it was piecemeal. It was sporadic. It was fragmented. But this one is different. It's clearly comprehensive. It addresses the case of Greece. It encompasses Ireland and Portugal, although clearly Greece is a unique case in the sense that it's the only one that is going to attract a degree of private sector involvement, albeit voluntary. But the other two countries are going to benefit from the same extension of maturity and reduce of interest rates.
I mean, forgive me for being sceptical. It's just that we've heard many of these kinds of terms before, and however comprehensive the plan you've come out with today, it's still really the taxpayer who's bearing the burden of all of this. The idea that was floated of the private sector sharing the pain, that's been dropped, hasn't it?
Well, there are quite a few numbers floating around, and you've clearly looked at the documents and you can look at the charts as well. There are real numbers on the table.
But there's no banking tax, and the involvement of the private sector is voluntary. It's up to them to decide whether they want to get involved in any more.
Well,
risk.
You earlier wanted it to be a selective default. You're now saying it's voluntary.
No, I'm asking you.
That's good.
No, but I'm asking you. I mean, the private sector has largely been let off the hook. The whole idea that it's voluntary, their involvement.
You know what's important? It's that there are gives and takes. On the one hand, the partners are saying, you, Greece, have performed for a period of time. There was an element of reform fatigue. Well, it's, you know, time to get back on that trend of structural reforms, privatizations, fiscal consolidation, and in consideration for that, we will back you up, and we have trust, and that confidence is restored amongst the members. Now, the markets will see as they feel, as they see fit. They will characterize as they wish. But, sorry, the truth of the pudding is in the eating. And at this time tonight, I can tell you that the heads of states, heads of government, are determined to close ranks and be together.
When you say fiscal consolidation, how far does that actually go? Let's think further ahead for a moment. Your friend George Osborne here in Britain believes that there's a remorseless logic from monetary union onto fiscal union. Is he right?
There were heads of states and governments tonight who were saying that there had to be a federation at the financial, fiscal and economic levels. That's a change as well.
So that is a step in the direction that you would welcome then, a logical step?
At the moment where I stand, and in my new capacity as managing director of the IMF, what is of most concern to me is that Greece and other countries under programme can actually get back to the markets in due course, that they can restore growth, that they can create jobs, and that their debt sustainability be significantly improved. That's what matters to me.